Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about the important work that United Way of the Lehigh Valley does in helping to build community, helping to improve lives in the community. And many of us think of United Way as a charitable organization to which we make contributions, but not everyone is aware of the important role that United Way plays in the Lehigh Valley, serving diverse populations, spanning the fields of mental health, juvenile justice, children and youth, public housing, and public education. Tonight, to help us understand the important role of United Way in the support of the Lehigh Valley community is my guest, Jill Pereira. Jill Pereira is Vice President of Education for the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. She received her master's degree in social work from Marywood University and was recently awarded the Community Schools Initiative Leadership Award. Tonight, we explore with Jill the important role of United Way in community building and enhancing educational opportunities for those at risk. It is a pleasure to welcome Jill Pereira, Vice President of Education at United Way, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Jill.
Great. Thanks, Ellie. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Now, you are a resident of the Lehigh Valley, is that right?
Yes. Grew up just north of the Lehigh Valley, but yes, I consider myself a resident and advocate of the Lehigh Valley.
Wonderful. And what made you become involved in the work that you're doing with the United Way?
Well, I am a social worker, and as I was doing other clinical practice in social work, I really, really came to the conclusion that the way that we make things better is to interrupt the cycle of poverty. And I really believe that education is the key to doing that. And there was an opening at the United Way at the time for some of the community school work that I'm now leading. And 9 years ago, I joined their team.
Wonderful. I think they're very fortunate to have you on their team. You know, one of the things I mentioned, in our opening is that we know United Way, and everybody goes, oh, yes, they do great work. But actually, we don't really understand the concrete roles that United Way plays in helping children in our community and helping our community in specific ways. Could you help us out with that and share what United Way has been doing with the school system, for example?
Absolutely. Yes, one of the biggest misconceptions is that United Way is just a fundraiser.
Yes.
And
yes.
We've really transformed to be, we're a community change agent organization. We need to raise money in order to do that community change and transformation. And in education specifically, we've been working very deeply in our school systems, creating community schools. So to create a school, imagine the school is the hub of the community where students and families and other community members can get a lot of their needs met in that public space. So for example, some of our schools have food pantries, clothing closets. Some of them have medical centers or medical offices inside of the schools, or a dental chair inside of the school that then we bring in external partners, and students and families can be served right there in their school building.
Now, are you saying that United Way makes these dental and medical centers possible? Is that what we should know?
Yeah, we help to broker a lot of the partnerships. We help to change mindsets about what is possible. Thinking of a health network providing its services inside of a school is not the typical thought when you think of how healthcare is delivered. And so not that we're the only ones thinking that way, but we certainly are pushing the envelope on what is possible in terms of innovative service delivery.
Can you give us an example of the medical concept of having the medical facility available within the school?
Absolutely.
And how United Way perhaps help that to come about?
Sure. So at Brockle Middle School in the south side of Bethlehem, we are partnered with Lehigh University for the community school at Brockle Middle School. And in partnership then, we brokered a partnership with St. Luke's University Health Network. They have their own partnership with Temple Medical School. And so one Saturday a month at Brockle Middle School, there are medical students from Temple Medical School. There are physicians from St. Luke's Hospital. And some individuals from Lehigh University that are seeing students, families, and community members for different primary care needs that they have. And they are connecting those who are not connected to a primary medical care home to somebody.
Well, I think that is very important. I don't know how many people were aware of that. And that was certainly news for me. And that's, you know, that's really very concrete work that United Way is doing. How about has United Way also inspired children in the educational setting?
Yeah, we think that education transformation comes through lots of different facets, and particularly in our high need schools, many of our students don't know somebody who has a professional career in their entire existence, their whole life, their whole realm of influence. They don't know somebody who has a professional career. And so we do see the connection of Lehigh students to those public ed, kindergarten through fifth grade or through eighth grade students as really important to get to that aspirational impact. There is a student that came through the Temple Medical School program who was a native of South Bethlehem. And so part of his inspiration came when he was younger in the system and having experienced relationships with other folks that had professional careers, he always wanted to come back and serve the Southside community. And so through this clinic that happens once a month, he is able to do that. And we see that as a trend that we want to make sure continues.
So was he inspired to go to medical school through the program?
So he's a little bit older than the program has been around, but I would imagine his ability to connect what was being offered in the schools and who he was being influenced absolutely helped him get himself through medical school.
Well, I think that's very exciting. It's something that people are not aware. I certainly wasn't aware of that. Tell me how United Way enters the school system to help children succeed in their daily activities.
So our United Way has set a pretty bold goal with the community of increasing by 50% the number of third graders reading on grade level.
That's amazing. Say that again. Increasing by?
Increasing by 50% the number of third graders reading on grade level by 2022. And so the superintendents of Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton sit on our board. And when that goal was created, we vetted that goal with lots of other educational leaders to make sure it was not just a United Way goal, but it was really a goal that the entire community could rally around. And so with that set back in 2014, we really began some more intensive work on helping service providers and other partners of after-school programs integrate into these high-need schools. So the Wildlands Conservancy comes to mind when I think about an organization that has brought its programming inside of the public education system. So in lots of first grade classrooms across the Lehigh Valley, the Wildlands Conservancy brings an animal. And it could be every week, it could be every other week for a period of time into the science classroom in that first grade, in that first grade realm.
So you're combining you're integrating community resources to enrich the program for these were first graders?
Absolutely, yes.
This is wonderful. Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbaro, and my guest today is Jill Pereira, who's Vice President of Educational Services in United Way. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yes.
Good for me. So, you know, many of us are learning, perhaps for the first time, the very exciting work that United Way is contributing to the betterment of the educational system in the Lehigh Valley. Can you give us another example?
Sure. We really want all of our young people to be inspired, and we want them to be leaders in their own right. We want them to go off and do great things. We know reading attainment is one piece of that, but we also know that they need opportunities to kind of flex that leadership muscle once they begin to develop it. And so our United Way has a program called Teen Works that is a partnership with local labor and young people. The board is made up of 50% of labor union folks and 50% of young people, could be as young as sixth grade. And so these students are learning what it means to serve on a board. They are, the role of TeenWorks is really to fund small projects that other groups of kids want to do to make the community a better place. And so imagine a sixth grader and a seventh grader and an eighth grader from different schools across the Lehigh Valley sitting on a board as a full voice member, hearing presentations from other groups of young people on projects that they're doing to better the community and asking for some funding to support that.
Can you give us an example of a project that perhaps one of these team members asked for support?
Sure, yeah. There are lots of different examples of projects. A lot of them have to do with, it could be cleaning up a cemetery, beautifying a garden, planting a garden, building fencing, cleaning up trails. They really kind of run the gamut. A lot of them have to do with outdoor and community, but some really remarkable young people leading our path.
But I think that's important because they want to keep the environmental aspect of our community intact, and they're willing to go and work on it. Is that what you're saying? They're really willing to go out and help and make the trails presentable or clean up or whatever has to be done?
Absolutely. We see it as a piece of civic duty and bringing back a core to really citizenship and what it means to be a good neighbor and putting your best foot forward.
Well, we're going to talk more about some of the activities that United Way is involved in, because I'm just understanding, as I say, we know that United Way is a terrific place to donate. They do wonderful things. But what these wonderful things are, we're learning from you today as we talk about how you are helping these children in our community and to help the community take charge of their lives on WTIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. This evening, we're talking with Jill Pereira, who is Vice President of Education for the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Jill Pereira's professional background includes working in high-need communities in the Lehigh Valley, serving diverse populations spanning the fields of mental health, juvenile justice, children and youth. Interconnections of systems has brought her to United Way at the Greater Lehigh Valley. And we were just talking about some things that most people may not be aware of and the wonderful work that United Way is doing to intercede in the school and in the community to help children grow and bloom. Can you give us some more examples?
Sure. We really see our role as a connector in a lot of ways. And so with this goal of making sure more third graders are reading on grade level by 2022, we know that we have lots of advocates out there that could help us with that. And so in partnering with the higher ed community, and Lehigh University being one, Muhlenberg and Lafayette College, a couple of others, and also the corporate community that have lots of employees that want to get into classrooms and really help in any way that they can. And so there is a host of different tutoring programs that are out there across the Lehigh Valley that have higher education students, so college students, and or corporate employees coming into the classrooms helping tutor kids and helping them just have practice at reading strategies.
Do you have any examples of children who have succeeded as a result of this integration of the community, of the higher education into classroom?
Absolutely. We have some really stunning data, actually, in South Bethlehem again with the Lehigh students and the students at Fountain Hill and Dunnigan and Brockle. And at the beginning, we were really just looking at, the college was kind of looking at their own students, their college students, what are they gaining from the experience? And over time, we've also been looking at how are the second, third, and fourth graders that they're tutoring faring? And so there's a really great picture that's being presented on the benefits on both sides. College students are, I think that they're getting a different perspective of what young people today think about, and there's a bit of a mentoring component, but also they have a perception of South Bethlehem that might not be reality when they come to Lehigh University, and they're getting some real hands-on experience with our young people here in South Bethlehem.
Can you give us any concrete example of how maybe a student at Lehigh University has changed the life of some children that they were working with in the classroom?
Yeah. The examples that I have in my head actually are more from the Lehigh College students, some of their end of semester surveys that they report back on and how it has changed the lives of those Lehigh College students.
Oh, that's interesting too. Let's hear that.
Absolutely. Some of them, you know, saying things like they were not an education major. Lehigh doesn't have an undergrad education major, and they didn't think they actually wanted to work in the public ed system. And then they sit for maybe a semester with students at one of these schools and realize they have a real passion for teaching. And so it has really, it's changed the trajectory of some of our college students' lives. On the young people, the public school kids, you know, we hear lots of stories that they want to be like that mentor or that tutor. They know that they can go to college now, where prior to that, they had no aspiration for heading off to college.
Well, that is very exciting, just to give them the inclination and the idea that they could think about going to school and going to college and all the things that they need to do to reach that goal. That's another part of what United Way is doing.
Absolutely.
So they're inspiring young people to take charge of their lives and to recognize that they can do and be something they may not have thought about.
Sure.
Have you any examples of people who have done that?
Yeah, there's a medical program that is either supported through Cedar Crest or Muhlenberg with an Allentown school, and there's maybe a dozen students in a middle school that are part of this medical program. And so some of the results of that program are students that join in the beginning generally say they want to be a doctor or a nurse. And by the end, they're saying things like, I want to be a gastroenterologist or I want to be an ophthalmologist. And they get really specific in the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade on kind of what they think they might want to do with the rest of their life. And that's very dynamic to see that change come about in a 12-week kind of program.
That is amazing. That's inspiring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it must make me up my contribution to the United Way. Well, that's exciting. And so that United Way is really participating right in the lives of children in the Lehigh Valley in each of the 17 school districts that are in the Lehigh Valley. Is that accurate?
We have a pretty good partnership right now with Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton and Bangor. And we have a Lehigh Valley Reads initiative underway that's really going to grow those supports out to the remaining districts in our Lehigh Valley.
And what is the Lehigh Valley Reads initiative? What is that?
So it is the campaign to make sure that all kids across the entire Lehigh Valley are reading on grade level by the end of third grade by 2025. So it's kind of taken the United Way goal and has blown it out just a little bit. But there's a steering committee that's kind of getting its legs underneath it with Lehigh Valley Reads. There'll be an official launch in October. But what we're hearing from the other school districts is they want to understand these kinds of strategies as well and how they can start employing them in their own districts. So the Success Mentor Project is something that we're also getting ready to launch, where we're recruiting folks from the local community to serve inside of our schools as a mentor for students who might be struggling to get to school every day. Could you imagine if you've been out of school for whatever reason for 3 days and you come back to school and you have a mentor there saying, "Hi, Ellie. Good morning. It's great to see you. We've missed you these last couple of days." Is a different feeling than if you've been out for 3 days and you come back and nobody's saying anything to you. And so we recognize this importance of a caring adult in the lives of all of our kids, and we're instituting a specific project to particularly address the children that are missing a significant amount of school days every year.
Well, I think that is amazing, and you bring up a very valid point, and that is what you're saying is you're important. you've been missed.
Right.
Maybe you've been out for 2 or 3 days. Maybe you had a cold or the flu, but we missed you.
Right.
You're not just sitting in a chair.
That's right. Yeah, changing the culture in our schools from one of compliance and kind of a truancy mindset where we only really need to know when they're absent, when it's been so many days, to more of a proactive, we care about you. We want you to be here. We expect greatness from you, and we're here to support you is kind of the shift that we're trying to push forward across the Lehigh Valley.
Now, there is something else that that United Way has been instrumental in doing, and that has to do with the children who may be coming home after school, and maybe they need transportation. Can you give us an example of that, where the community stepped in to make sure that the children were safe getting off the buses?
We do promote the expansion of after school programs across all of the schools of the Lehigh Valley. We think those afternoon hours of 3 to 6 are really tricky for our young people, particularly if their families are working. And so the more that a school can offer in the after school hours to keep our kids engaged and really fun and learning activities at the school site, the better. We've heard that from families as well. They'd like their children to be able to have opportunities in the after school hours. And then there are lots of very strict kind of pick up and drop off procedures that are happening in those after school programs. There was a very unique opportunity that one of our districts took up a bit of time ago. I'm not sure that it's still really going on, but something called a walking school bus, where to make sure that children are getting to school safely in the morning and that it's really more of a community effort, there were adults that agreed to be the leader of the walking school bus. And there would be multiple walking school buses, you can imagine, in the community. There are lots of different places from where kids get on the sidewalk or get on the bus, if you will, to get to school. And so different strategies like that, where our United Way is always out looking nationally at what's working in other communities to address these needs, and then how do we bring them back here and figure out if they're feasible for our local school districts.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm sure that people are listening and saying, oh, I didn't know that. I certainly didn't know that. Tell us how United Way is involved in helping young people become acquainted with reading, because some come from backgrounds where they have no, where their English is limited. How do you help children who have limited English background?
Sure. Well, what we've actually identified is there's a Talk, Read, Sing campaign that we'll be pushing out in the fall, and it's really focused on children 0 to 3 years old and their families. What we know from the research is that language development you don't have to be speaking English in order for a child to be developing their language and literacy competency. And so particularly in our lower income families, what we've found is families just don't recognize the power that they have to be their child's first teacher. And that by talking, reading, and singing to their children, they are taking a great part in helping to develop the language and literacy that their child will need to be successful in those later years of actually learning how to read. So we're excited about that campaign. We need all community partners to kind of get on board with that. We'll be looking to canvass the local barber shops and the laundromats and the grocery stores and other organizations, that there are things everywhere around us every single day that families could be prompting their children through conversation to kind of learn about. And so we're excited about what that could bring for our community.
Are you saying you're looking for volunteers in these areas?
We are always looking for volunteers. We have so much work happening in lots of different sectors across the entire Lehigh Valley. So for folks that are particularly interested in early childhood, there's an early childhood coalition that volunteers can get involved in. We're doing a lot of work in the summer learning space, making sure that kids have continuing opportunities over the summer. Lots of volunteer opportunities in that summer learning space.
Such as?
Well, we are combining the summer meal sites with summer learning opportunities. And so basic volunteers to just help serve the food at these summer meal sites, but also to help organize and kind of direct the activities that are happening during the summer. Some of our cities have, or communities have, a Parks and Rec department, and we've encouraged them to put books in the hands of kids during their summer program. So if it was just a basketball or a kind of more of a rec program, how do you introduce books? Volunteers can be part of that. They can do reading circles. They can help us kind of level the books to make sure that the child is taking a book that is at their appropriate level. So lots of ways to get involved.
I'm sure that many people are hearing for the first time the wonderful work that United Way is contributing to the lives of the children in our area and to the lives of our community. And besides making a contribution, I think people will want to learn how they can make a contribution of money. They'll want to know how to volunteer their time. How can they contact United Way and say, I'm interested?
Yep. So they can go to our website, and on our website, www.unitedwayglv.org, there is a contact us page, and you can submit your information through there. You can also you can email or phone any of us, and we're always happy to take volunteers.
Well, I want to thank you, Jill Pereira, Vice President of Education at the United Way, for helping us to understand the important role that United Way plays in building opportunities for the underserved population in the Lehigh Valley and in the contributions they make to enhance educational opportunities, not only for children at risk, but for all children in the Lehigh Valley. Thank you for helping us to understand that when donating to the United Way, we are helping the community of the Lehigh Valley to take charge of their lives. Thank you, Jill Pereira, Vice President of Education at United Way, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.